views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers. And right now we have the talented Vonda and Dr. Morrison, and they're here to demonstrate. We're either going to demonstrate on us, on Sky and I, as far as to overcome our dilemmas or our obstacles. And we're going to let them have the show for just a little bit. And so go ahead, Kev. Like, what you'll work on Sky. And what's the process?
Oh, the process is basically I connect to what the highest priority chakra is that we would need to work on you. Like each session takes, you know, it takes about an hour and a half, but I can connect to which chakra it is that she needs to work on.
I can basically
give you an idea of where that chakra, where do you planted the seed around that chakra. So I just need to know how old is this guy?
I'm 60. Like,
60, okay. So I'm going to be quiet here for a second. I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to go, I'm asking for the highest priority chakra. And as you know, there's zero chakra to up to seventh chakra. So the highest priority chakra.
That we work with.
Yeah. Is it the highest priority chakra? Is it zero, one, two, three, four? So the highest priority chakra that I get around you, Sky, is your heart chakra. The heart chakra is all about love. It's all about feeling love, giving love, expressing love, deserving, feeling you deserve to be loved, but everything around love. And you're in this chakra, the main issue of the chakra for you with love is in the present hold strong? No, it's not. In the future, it's in the past. I want to know the main emotion. I have these sheets in front of me called the five elements of Chinese medicine, that each element of Chinese medicine, wood, water, fire, earth, and metal, they all represent different aspects of who we are, and they represent different emotions we have to release. So I'm just going to connect the highest priority emotion with your heart chakra. The highest priority emotion in your heart chakra
or element,
you need to work with. Is it wood? Is it water? Is it metal? Is it earth? Is it earth? So it's under earth. So earth is the nurturing. It's like Mother Nature. It's the feeling of nurturing. So the main emotion in your heart chakra, there's 63 emotions. So the highest priority emotion, if I had to pick one for Sky, is it between 1 to 31? Hold strong. Is it 1 to 20? Is it 1 to 10? 11 to 20, okay? Is it 11 to 15? Is it 11, 12, 13, 14? So the main emotion I get with you with your heart chakra is rejection. It's rejection. And is this you being rejected? Yes. And is this rejection in the present? It's in the past. And if we had to pick where this seed of rejection was planted, where did it get planted for Sky? Was it conception to birth? Was it birth to 10? Was it birth to 5? Was it approximately 6? 7, 8, 9, 10. So the first emotion that I would go to you guys, I'd be asking, getting you to connect to when you were 10 years old, when you were just a little girl. This is all about your heart chakra. I want you to connect to why this little girl was feeling rejected. And I would say to my clients, I'd say, I don't want you to tell me. I want you simply to go to your first immediate thought as to what was happening in your life that caused you to feel a sense of rejection. And when you found it, all I do is I have the patient say either praise God or praise Source, whatever they're comfortable with, so that I know they've connected to something. So I'm asking you, Sky, when you think of that little girl, what was going in her life that caused you to feel rejected? And when that idea comes up in your mind, just say praise God.
A brave creator.
A brave creator, a brave source.
Okay. So what if I can't actually lay my finger on
you? I could for you because you tell me. Yeah, and maybe it hit home to you then. And because when you said that you went with your gift, it was always about rejection and not being accepted.
Right.
And it's like when you started seeing things and they said, no. And you kept telling me that your parents guardians were saying, oh, that's nothing. Put it away. And this was all true. You know, all your visions were true. And they kept on denouncing you and you weren't being accepted.
Yes, absolutely. He's absolutely right.
And that's what it is. Because you're telling me that's something that was bugging you forever.
That is. He's actually right. And, you know, I still bring that up today. And you're validating exactly the truth.
Now, there's one thing we've got to do. The next thing I tell to a client is the next thing I'll say is rejection the emotion we have to release, hold strong. No. What it is now what I want you to do, Sky, is I want you to focus on what were you thinking or feeling that led that little girl to feel rejected. This is the thought behind the thought. This is what we really need to release. So what were you
like thinking? I wasn't good enough, like I was so different, I wasn't good enough, and I wanted to be like other people and not see all these things.
So what I want you to do is I want you to just say, I'm going to must-test Vonda here to see how congruent you are with the statement. Say, focus, imagine you're that 10-year-old girl and just say, I am good enough.
I am good enough. Say, I am much more good enough than they think.
Okay, well, the thing is, you're not congruent with that. Okay?
Which means my muscle doesn't lock out.
It doesn't lock out.
Strong. And the other thing I wanted to add, too, is like you're concerned about what if I don't connect to that. But that's what we do. We open up the senses with the color therapy, the aromatherapy, the sound therapy, and the touch therapy. And lo and behold, your memory is so like opened up so that you do actually connect to that much quicker.
So the next thing I'm going to do is what I would tell a client is we don't want that 10-year-old girl, that sense of that part of your younger self, to hold on to that feeling of I'm not good enough. So I'd say, what emotion do you want to bring? What do you want to feel? So let's say you say, I want to feel I am good enough. So I want you to say, say I am good enough.
I am good enough.
Okay, so when I muscle test Vonda, you're not congruent yet. But what you have to do that I know you become congruent is I want you to connect to somewhere in your life to someone or something where you realize, you know what, I am good enough, I'm greater than good enough, and I'm even going to give you an age to connect to, okay?
Okay.
So when you could honestly feel and see I am good enough, was it conception to birth, was it birth to 10, was it 11 to 20, 11 to 15, was it 16, 17, 18, 19, 20? So I want you to connect back to age 20. What was going on in your life at age 20, around when you were a young, you know, very, a young woman, that's when you believed, I am good enough.
Uh-huh.
So remember what was going on that made you feel, you know what, I'm good enough. Praise Source or praise Creator or praise Aunt Jemima, whatever you want to say praise to.
So I
know you're connected.
Okay, so you want me to go back to my 20s and feel the time.
All I want you to do is connect to your first thought as to where you felt, what was going on, that you can look into your mind and you can remember feeling good enough, because that is where you planted the seed of feeling good enough.
In my 20, at the year 20.
In your early 20s, approximately 20 years of age.
Well, let me ask you something. Is it possible, because this is something that she's expressed to myself, when the time came and we met and I gave her validation of her gift, all of a sudden her life started to change.
This is true.
Yep.
You know, so
But the thing is, what happens is, the way awakenings works, it's like you building a card house. And basically, you have to go back to the most original point where you need to release that emotion of I'm not good enough. So she may feel I'm good enough in the present, but there's that little 10-year-old girl niggling in the background saying, I'm not good enough. So you have to go back, and when you release that feeling, that original thought, it's like pulling the bottom of the card house out, everything else falls away.
How do you know how to release that if you've been carrying that for so long?
Well, that's what he does.
That's what we do.
So you just have to – so what he's saying is you just have to acknowledge the time, the very first time that you felt good enough. Like what was your – like this is going to – was it at motherhood? Was it when you gave birth?
No.
Was it when you overcame your in-laws? When it was it? Like,
see,
what was it when you?
I got married when I was 19. So 20, I was, you know, happily married.
So you did.
Yeah.
You felt good enough. Good in your marriage at age 20.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You felt good enough. So the whole point is here, guys, is that we want the clients to connect to where they felt good enough, and then we have them basically focus on it, like going into a
time machine.
What do you always say until you go into an imagination?
Yeah, like a daydream.
Like a daydream for 68 seconds, and we get the 68 seconds from
Jerry and Louie and
Esther Hicks. From Jerry and Esther Hicks' work.
From Abraham. Yeah.
From Abraham's work. And basically, we have you focus on that feeling good for 68 seconds. Then we have you saying an affirmation like, I am good enough. So we lock that in. So we make sure that there's nowhere in your psyche where you're holding on to anymore to I'm not good enough. And then we go on to the next emotion we need to clear with your heart chakra. We go through the heart chakra. We go through, we always clear it within the soul. And then we actually go to your physical body, because your physical body holds on to emotions and memories. And it holds on to memories about love. And we have to release those memories, because those physical memories cause you physical pain. They cause you organic problems. They cause you a lot of stuff. So we work with your chakras. We work with your soul. We work with your physical body every time we do a session. We work with...
And obviously your mental body too, your thoughts and your mind. That's the number one thing that sends off the thoughts equals feelings, and feelings equals thoughts, right?
But look, you want me to connect to Artie?
Yeah, we are, but we know something. We're going to go to a commercial break, and then you'll connect to myself. And so stay tuned, everybody. Listen, if you want to know more about their program, if you want to change your whole life around and, you know, start heading in the right direction and release a lot of crap in your life, meaning it could be crap and it could be people.
I'll tell you, folks, they hit it right on the head with me.
So you got to hang out, stick around. There's some more interesting stuff right after this commercial break. So stick around.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Welcome back, everybody. And today we have a really great show. We have Dr. Kevin and Vonda, who provide a service that's absolutely magnificent. It clears out all of your negativity, and it brings you to places where in your life and ages in your life where you actually form those negative spots. And they'll clear those all out for you. And we were just discussing, and we were just clearing some of my negativity out. And they brought me back to when I was 10 years old. And I didn't even remember until Artie reminded me of what I had spoken to him about and told him. Like when I was so young, they used to tell me, oh, you're not really seeing that. You're not really hearing that. But we would like to try this on Artie now.
Yeah, so like she was saying, you know, this will, you know, as far as this technique of what, you know, what Kevin and Vonda do, it helps release a lot of blocks because we create our own blocks in the subconscious. And what they do is they help you wake up so that you could reach your highest potential, whether it be in worthiness, whether it be monetarily, whether it be emotionally, spiritually, physically. And when you release all this negativity, all of a sudden everything starts to flow beautifully in your life. And you're able to weed out a lot of the crap in your life, whether it be people or situations, and have the guts to move in a direction where you belong.
Right.
And not worry about what other people think, but how do you feel and where you want to go.
And what I love about it is it's ongoing. You just don't have this one session. You could actually help yourself when you feel yourself slipping back, which is really important. I think it's amazing. Let's do you now, Artie.
All right. Let's go. Now that we're back over here to Central Jersey, where we all have the accents.
Yeah, we need to do him quickly because he needs right. A man.
Help me, I'm drowning.
I'll throw you my brawl. You can hold on to it. Okay.
Right. So once again, there's the same thing. There's a zero chakra. We even get to what the chakras mean, but there's a zero to an eight chakra we work with. But for Artie, I'm going to connect you, Artie, and the chakra is highest priority that I would work with you in your first session is the zero chakra, the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the fifth. The chakra I would work with on you, Artie, is your throat chakra, your fifth chakra. The fifth chakra is all about expressing your, like speaking your truth, and it's about taking back control of your life. It means that when someone's throat chakra is activated, it means somewhere in their life they've given their power away. They've either given it away to a parent, to maybe a teacher, to someone in the church, to a friend, to a girlfriend, but they've given their power away. And I'm going to connect to where your power was, where you felt your power was taken away. And how old are you, Artie?
I am 30 years old with 23 years experience at it.
All right.
I'm 53.
I want to know, so for you, the fifth chakra, so where is it the core? Where's the core place where we have to heal your fifth chakra? Where at the start? Is it conception to birth? Is it birth to 10? Is it birth to 5, 6, 7, 8? So you're both way back in the past. I get for you, Artie, I get age 8. So it's also when you were a little boy, it's about you you getting your power, your voice taken away from you, your little boy. And the main element, each element has emotions. The main element we would work with for you, if I had to pick one element, is wood, water, metal. Metal, the element of metal is about your core internal stability. It's your internal strength. In the highest part of emotion we have to release for Artie from when he was 8 years old, is it 1 to 10? Is it 1 to 5? Is it 6, 7, 8, 9? The emotion that I would work on with you, Artie, is lack of trust. And is this your lack of trust within yourself hold strong? Is this Artie's lack of trust? Is it lack of trust in others? So in himself, this is your lack of trust in others. So I would ask you, what happened when you were a little boy that you lost this ability to trust people around you when you were small, that you were suspicious of other people, that you didn't trust people? And when you
there's a couple of things. Number one, 100% my father. Okay. He definitely took away my power. And it was just horrific. And as far as the lack of trust, what I thought about, and it could have been when I was 8 years old, it might be a little older than that, but it was like right around eight, I believe, that my two aunts promised me, they were twins and they always lived together. They never got married. They lived together. Lots of fun. I always enjoyed their company. And they promised me that they were going to take me away to, the mountains or whatever. And they never did. And that really upset me and ticked me off. And then there was my friend's mother who said that we were going to go away. And, we had plans to go away and the weather wasn't right. So we couldn't go. So the following time, like a couple weeks later, a week or two later, the weather was nice and they went, but they didn't take me.
Well, and so the issue of the lack of trust is with your aunt. That's the highest priority one that I would have you start to connect to. And what I would say is, what was the emotion that you felt at that time that led you to stop trusting?
Oh, extreme disappointment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Extreme disappointment. And that's my biggest pet peeve in life, is when people promise me something and don't pull through.
That's exactly right.
My biggest pet peeve in the whole world is when somebody, if you can't do something, fine, tell me you can't do it. But when you're telling me you're going to give me something and then you don't, that's my biggest pet peeve.
He's right.
Freaks me out.
Yes,
that's where the seed was planted.
So you guys start to see how important this technique is, because we've even started the technique. We're just helping you to see where some of the seeds are you planted. And with Artie, you can hear it in his voice that he's still, that disappointment has never gone away. You've never released it. You're like that. You're like that little child still. When you think of it, it's like it happened yesterday. So what I would say to that client is, I don't want you to feel disappointment, Artie. What emotion can you reach for? Would you rather feel every day that rather than disappointment? If you could throw disappointment away, what would you replace it with? What emotion?
Oh, happiness.
Yeah.
The emotion of happiness.
Okay, so what I would say to you, Artie, is I want you to connect to where you feel the greatest sense of happiness. Let your mind take you to where you feel so happy, you're almost out of your skin. And when you're there, just say, praise source.
The happiest.
And you don't go look.
See, you want to know something? I've had a lot of happy moments. Are you talking about when I was a kid, or are you talking about my whole life?
Artie, I'm talking about just when I say go to happiness, what's the first thing your mind thinks of? Don't go searching. What comes to you? That's what I want you to focus on.
Being with my friends when we used to play cards, that was always my happiest moments, playing cards with my friends. We used to, oh my God, watching us playing cards, because we would yell and scream at each other every moment. You would think the Super Bowl was on the line, and we would be yelling and screaming at each other, like in joking around and busting each other's chops. The emotions were high, laughter, tears coming down. Yeah. You know, it was just awesome. That was great fun.
Yeah, so Artie, so if we were doing a session, I'd have you focus and feel that happiness you just talked about, just going back to that memory for 68 seconds, and then we'd say an affirmation like something like, I am happy in every aspect of my life, and we would muscle test, have you say it three times and muscle test to make sure you're congruent with that without happiness, and then we'd go on to what the next emotion is that we need to clear around your fifth chakra of taking back control of your life, because that's only the first emotion. There's multitudes of emotions that have built up inside of you to have you feel like your power has been taken away and to not be able to speak your truth. That's just the first emotion of many. But at least you see how the process works. And it's amazing how it works.
And you want to hear?
Look how emotional you got with that one emotion.
Yeah, no, I'm fully aware of that. I always was aware of that. And no, and it's true, because I do get in that moment. I mean, do I harbor over it and harbor over it? But it is, you know, and I have this conversation with God all the time, where things seem to appear like it's in my hands, and then all of a sudden it's not given to me. And I start swearing and cursing, even though I'm a very spiritual person, and I am, but
I'm a human.
I'm the type of person that I have to let it out of my system. And I'm a four letter word person, and I'm not talking love and like.
Or book.
Yeah. And so I'm a four letter word person, and I get it out of my system. And that's something that I learned from my father, because my father never held anything back. And when I'm feeling the emotions, whether it be happiness or love, or whether it be anger or disappointment, you know, I express it. But the thing is that when you say, you know, I've given away my power, what I feel bad about, like, I know the feeling of what it feels like to hurt somebody. So even though within my ego, I feel like I have every right to slam dunk this person because they're just so arrogant or stupid. But I know that if I did, I would bring them so low that I would feel terrible that I did that to them, even though they're doing certain things to me that I don't appreciate. And so therefore, it's like I hold back, and a lot of times I will give them the power, even though I feel like I'm kind of in control, but yet I let them have their way, and not because I'm trying to gain their approval or anything. It's just I feel bad about slam dunking them when I have every right to.
Well, because you know how that feels.
Because I know how that feels, and so therefore I don't. And so that's one of the things that frustrates me. Like, people, you know, throughout my life have been like hitting me with little pellets, you know, and it's annoying and it hurts. But yet I've said this a few times. I said, you don't understand. I have a hydrogen bomb that I could drop on you and blow you out of the water emotionally and screw up your life. And it was 100% there for me to drop it, and I didn't do it. And instead, I just sucked it up. And, you know, but it's frustrating. But if it's one thing God knows, it's like, you know what? If you're not going to offer it to me, don't, you know, if you're not going to give it to me, then don't even offer it. Otherwise, you know, that's my biggest pet peeve. But right now, I want you guys to hold on. We're going to have you for another 15 more minutes, but hold on. You're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo. And we are Angels and Answers with Dr. Morrison and his wonderful bride-to-be, Vonda. And we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Siegel, co-host one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Have I told you I love that song by Train?
Every time it comes on.
Drops of Jupiter. Have I told you? Now, you want to know something? I gotta tell you an interesting thing that happened. When I was about 30 years old, for the first time. when I was about 30 years old, I did stand-up comedy, if you could imagine. And the very first time I ever went... Sky's dying over here. She's killing me. No. But the very first time I went to the stand-up, I was so excited. I was very excited because I'm figuring, you know, I'm going to hang out with all these comedians and it was going to be so much fun. And let me tell you something. I thought I was in group therapy. It sucked. It totally sucked because, you know, not only were they not funny, but behind the scenes, they were probably the most depressed people I've ever hung out with in my entire life.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. And the comedians, let me tell you something. You talk about laugh, clown, laugh. You know, they take all their anger, frustration, whatever, and they express it. You know, because some people say, you know what, things are so bad. Like Sky said with her house and her husband that they had a laugh. Well, that's the way comedians are. And most comedians, I would probably say, At least 80 to 90% are in major therapy.
Yes.
Because they're dealing with all these emotions. And then the thing is that the public doesn't allow you, when you're known as a comedian or the funny guy, the public doesn't allow you to be yourself because they're saying, what's the matter with you? You're the one who always brings me up. You're the one who always makes me laugh. You're the one who always makes me feel good. You know, you're not allowed to feel depressed or, right. You know, you're the one that, you know, and so it's hard.
They never want you to come out of character.
Yeah. They don't want you to come out of character. They just want you to be the funny one, the upbeat one. And Robin Williams, the guy who made everybody laugh. Yeah. And so, you know, but for some people, that's a lot of pressure and, you know, a lot of people behind the scenes, a lot of comedians, you know, it's very difficult because, like I said, you know, they're funny to the public. And when they're on stage, it's different telling a joke to one person compared to going on stage and being funny and telling another joke or just being funny. It's just it's different breeding grounds, you know? So what allowed me to be funny towards the public or with the public, for the public, is that I found that by speaking about something that I'm passionate about, that other people enjoy the topic or other people appreciate what it is I'm saying, there's always humor in every topic. And that's one of the gifts. That's another gift that I got. And I got that from my family because my whole family is like that. And so, you know, when you're having a conversation with any member of my family, you're lucky to finish off the sentence because they always have to make their funny, quick wit, sense of humor comments. And that's the way I was in school. So, I was the class clown. Yes, I did make a lot of people laugh. But, you know, I was also the type of person that when I, when I wasn't in the mood, you know, in a happy-go-lucky mood, literally, I would be by myself, and I had no problem with it because I love being alone, but yet I very, very rarely felt lonely. But I do enjoy my time and space by myself. So I enjoy being with my wife. I enjoy being with my friends. I enjoy, you know, the general public. I really do. I enjoy all that. But yet I also just as much enjoy my alone time, and I don't feel lonely. And I feel sorry for people who feel like they always have to be with somebody, that they never feel comfortable just being alone.
I love to be alone sometimes.
So, but I do. I like to be in that open space.
So do I. I like to absolutely be alone sometimes. But then again, I'm a people person, and I love to be with people. I think, you know, somebody once told me I bring out the best in some people. I also bring out the worst in some people.
Yeah,
but
because you help give people a perspective that they've never seen within themselves. You help them, you know, see things from a different perspective.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. One of my friends said that, I think I said this to you once before, but one of my friends said to me, one of my female friends before I was with my wife and I was dating her, and she said to me, she said this with truth, but jokingly. Yeah. She said, Artie, she goes, I will love you always and forever. For now.
That's funny. That's cute. I gotta remember that.
Because right now, that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
But in reality, you know, whenever you make a promise to somebody or guarantees to somebody, it's not that it never works, but it's not healthy because there are times where people can't pull through. And it's not that they don't want to, but their intentions in the moment is to be just that.
Yeah.
And to give you just that.
Yeah, but you still have to work on yourself too. If you give a promise to somebody, your promise means something. So you have to work at that as well.
So in other words, the moral of the story is don't make any promises.
Don't promise anybody.
That's right. Just say, this is what my intentions are.
Mm-hmm.
My intentions are to do this and that, but I can't guarantee
Right now.
I give you all my heart. But hey, Kev?
Yep.
All right, you're still there. You and Vonda, I'm going to tell you my gut feelings, and I'm not saying this to be nice. Otherwise, trust me, I wouldn't say anything at all.
Right.
When you guys tie the knot, it will be a forever thing.
Yes, it will. And I see a lot of prosperity for you in the future. And not only from this endeavor, I feel that there's another endeavor coming up for you as well.
Oh,
and I think, yeah, and I think that it's going to be very lucrative for you as well.
Our biggest passion is what we're doing right now is just the awakenings technique. This is where we want to spend our life.
Yes. But this what I'm trying to tell you is I'm not saying you're going to start painting houses. What I'm saying is you are going to find another niche within this. In other words, you're going to grow this.
As a matter of fact, you're going to find this within another client of yours that you're going to be working on.
And I really feel that you're going to find another aspect to bring to this. And it's going to be amazing.
I want you to listen to me, all right? And I'm not wrong on this. I want you to go to the website called Celebrate Your Life because I know you guys are going to end up in Arizona.
I love Arizona. That'd be great.
Okay, because I kept hearing Arizona. But and I'm thinking to myself, other than just the beauty of Arizona, But then I just heard Celebrate Your Life. Sky and I were supposed to go there, but because of circumstances, we're not going. So, but we're going to catch it on the next go around because Celebrate Your Life, if you go to celebrateyourlife.com, there's a lot of heavy hitters there as far, you know, like us, who will be there. And, you know, and it's a very interesting, it's a full weekend of seminars.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
The educational levels are beyond what you can even fathom.
Yeah. And you're going to be with the best of the best.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you're going to end up going, there is going to be a trip coming your way to Arizona.
Oh, that's awesome.
And remember that, be on the lookout because there is another aspect of this business that you're going to bring to it. There's going to be another endeavor that you're going to bring to this because this is your passion. So, of course, you're not going to say, well, I'll also be a painter. I'll paint houses. No, that's not what I mean. I mean, along with this, there's going to be another type of something that goes along, something that fits with it. That you're going to create, and it's going to become an amazing place for you to make more money, and it's going to really mesh with what you're doing now, and I feel it's going to be very lucrative for you, and it's going to be great, and I'm telling you, what you're doing now is also going to be wonderful.
Vonda, I'm going to tell you this, and not that I mean to put the pressure on Kevin, but the ring that you originally get, you're going to be getting a much nicer ring later on.
No pressure there,
no
Kev.
No pressure there, Kev. No, but you are, and I really do. And I see, and I'm seeing you like showing off your ring and say, hon, that was nice, but this is really nice.
Yeah, stop telling if it doesn't mean anything.
No, but it is going to be during a certain milestone or, and you want to know something? Vonda, I don't even think you're going to even know it. I think Kevin's just going to do it. You know, it's just going to hit you, surprise you out of left field. Well, it won't be a big surprise because we said it.
Right.
Not that the whole world knows it. Not that all of America and Canada knows it. We don't want to put too much pressure on you. Hey, listen, guys, it was a great pleasure sharing time with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
We really enjoyed being on the show. You guys are a hoot.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, everybody, go to ArtieHoffman.com. You're going to see their link of Awakenings right on our website in the front page, and you could order their program, and it is life-altering. And their life is going to be altered once they tie the knot.
Yes, they will. And great success, great love,
listen,
and luck.
From the Northeast, we wish you all the mazel in the world.
Hi.
You should live to be so old and to enjoy each other till 120 years old.
Mazel tov on your face.
I'm telling you. God bless you. Thanks a lot, guys, for being on our show.
Thank you so much, guys, for sharing. It's really amazing. And all you people out there, if you don't do this, you're nuts.
Awesome. We enjoyed ourselves. Thank you very much.
All right, until next time, take care.
Take care, sweetie.
All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we have another few more minutes to go until our show ends. So
ready?
I know. So stick around before we kick your butts. No, but stick around. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie and Sky, and we just had so much fun
that was lovely.
With Kevin and Vonda, and they were amazing as far as, they showed it right then and there on us.
Oh, and they were so right.
They were right on the money. And,
you know, because I am all about the love.
Right. You are. You're a very loving and giving person.
And sometimes I don't feel as though like I'm getting back what I'm giving out. But not that it bothers me.
Yeah, that's worthiness. Because you give and give and give. But yet when somebody gives to you, it's like, and you're always giving and giving and giving and giving and giving.
Well, maybe I just
a lot
don't
of people
know.
Are, a lot of women are like that, though.
Well, just very giving?
Are very giving, and they have a hard time receiving. They feel more comfortable accommodating everybody else in the world.
I do. I feel I'm so much more comfortable like that, accommodating.
Yeah, and they sacrifice their own happiness.
Well, I wouldn't say I was that noble. I don't sacrifice my own happiness, but I will go above and beyond because it makes me feel good. That is part of my happiness.
Yeah, to make other people feel good. And what happens is that a lot of times in my readings, when I read women, is that I acknowledge the fact, and every reading is different, not that all women are like this. I acknowledge the fact that it makes them happy to make other people happy, or, they get love in different ways, whether it be from the kids or the husband or whatever. But yet nobody has really reached deep down into their heart that nurtures their soul according to their perspective, according to what they want and in how they want. Yeah, you might have sex, but you're not making love to me or in the way that I want, or you're not doing the little things that make it feel special.
And, I also a lot for that because I always feel that – there's not a lot of men that understand the depth of the soul of someone who can connect to spirit. Because you have to admit this. You're not just an ordinary guy. You could connect to spirit. I mean, there's a lot of men out there who can't do that. And I think that you and I are able, because of that fact, to expect more out of love. Do you understand what I'm trying to get at?
I have very high expectations when it comes to love because I felt it at an extreme high level.
Yes.
A few times I felt it at an extreme high level. And so my expectations of what makes me happy when it comes to love you know, it is. It's very, very high because I've experienced it.
Right. And reason you were able to experience it, I believe, is because of the way your heart works, your spirituality, your true and trust in God. You're always doing something for someone on a higher level. Mm-hmm. Always thinking about yourself second, really. You are.
Charity might disagree.
I know. But you know what? That's not true either. Because I'll tell you what. You're always trying to do something nice to someone. You always have a nice word for someone. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I could like say those four-letter words like book and look. and you like will take me out of that mood and you'll say, no, well, you have to look at it this way. And then when I realize I made a mistake and, you know, looking through your perspective, it looks better.
Yeah, it's always easier when you're the person on the outside looking in.
Right.
It's always easier. And, you know, what I try to share with people is that if you allow whoever you're having a confrontation with, if you do less talking in the confrontation, you will have more power because you're allowing the other person to show all their cards, all their emotions, where they're coming from, what's upsetting them. And when you are just observing them and not be allowing yourself to become emotionally invested on their stage, then you will have a very strong, wide, peripheral vision of the truth of what's going on or what is it that's really bothering them. Is it really the problem at hand in the moment that's really upsetting them?
Right.
Or is it with something that's even greater than that?
True.
All right. Well, listen, everybody, we had a really, really good time.
Oh, I think we had a great time.
We had a great time. It was a lot of fun.
And we want to thank you all for sharing that with us today.
It was a blast. And what I want to say, well, actually, we still have, no, wait, do we have? Now, no,
we have to go to commercial?
No, we don't. Our show isn't ended just yet. We take all that back. But we love that.
We love you. Anyway, we're just pre-rehearsing for you.
That's right. We still have like a couple more minutes.
Okay.
And so No, so, but like I was saying before, as far as the emotions go and stuff, you know, when you just tell somebody that I hear what you're saying, I understand what you're saying. When you say, I understand what you're saying, you're not saying that I agree with you, although they might take it like that. But all you're saying is, I understand from your perspective. After they've exhausted all their energy and all their words, that's when it's a good time to speak. And it takes discipline.
Yes.
But that is the healthiest, best, and strongest way to put things in your corner. Because, like I said, the less you speak and the more they talk, the more power to you.
Yes.
So I do want to say, everybody, from my mouth to God's ears.
And mine too.
May God bless you with lots of love, happiness, beautiful blessings and miracles.
Yes.
That go your way. May the light shine down upon you. I'm telling you right now, I want you to write down your affirmations.
Tonight.
Write it down on a piece of paper. It's a full moon. So write down your affirmations on a piece of paper. Thank God and the angels for everything that you want. Don't write down what you don't want. Only write down what you do want and burn that paper outside tonight and allow the smoke signals to go up to heaven. And
also put out any of your stones that you may need cleaning, like your crystals, your amethysts, any of those gems that you use for healing and to receive energy from. Those go out on a full moon to be cleaned.
If you have any religious artifacts, any little angels or anything religious artifacts that you want cleansed, just leave it out in the moonlight. It also works with the sun,
I saw the moon and the sun yesterday as I was driving someplace.
I've seen that. Yeah,
and
that's amazing.
It looked humongous. I've never seen anything quite that large and so beautiful, that red and that beautiful, like it was almost like models. It was beautiful. I thought it was lovely. And tonight I'm gonna shut up. Tonight I'm going to put out all my gems and I'm going to make my affirmations, guys. So I want you to do that too, because it's very important to keep all of your stones clean.
All right, everybody. So listen, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you with love and miracles and blessings.
Happiness.
Yes. Communicate to your angels. God is always listening to you. Your angels are listening to you, and they will grant you your highest desires.
Trust love my angels.
Just keep the faith alive. Keep your mind and your heart open.
Yes.
And that's where miracles happen.
Yes.
Until next week, everybody, stay well.
God bless everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to share an interesting story about Galeo's dressings and marinades. I recently had some work done at my local dentist, and I thought I would give him a treat by bringing in fresh veggies, and I thought, what could they possibly dip it in? So what I did was I brought the only thing that I know how to bring as one of my favorite Galeo's dressings. I brought them, the Dijonais. And so what happened was monumental. Everyone in the office finished the tray before my dentist could actually get to it. And they are still talking about it weeks later. To find out more about these gluten-free, GMO-free, low-sugar, low-fat, amazing dressings and marinades, go to galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com. Make sure you add this to your fall pantry or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. Remember, shipping is free.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyeOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.